I'm gonna start off with something new today. Guys, how are you? Oh, you're good? Is it just me talking to myself? Okay, no. Well, I'm Georgette.
I'm weak. I didn't even know we really started. And I'm Nappy.
And this is Through Thick.
And Thin.
And boy, do we have a topic for y'all today.
What's the topic?
Ugh. Okay. So, I know that you guys know that there have been some thought processes taking over our world.
Literally.
And you're like, what are you talking about? Aliens? No, I'm not talking about them niggas. What I'm speaking about is the soft life versus getting the bag culture. And I don't even know if I should say versus, because I feel like they're taking over, like, equally.
Simultaneously.
Like, they're taking their hand in hand. They're literally. Like, go get the money so you could go get the soft life.
Which
so.
Does not make sense.
Yeah.
My brain. She hurts.
I think that's the point. Like, they want us to hurt. Like, they want us to just not understand what the fuck is going on so that they can, like, control us.
Hotep's Who's they?
The Hotep's, this is for you, the American government.
Oh, man.
Yeah, don't hate us.
No, but yeah, I don't know. I just don't know. I feel like it's everywhere. It's, like Georgette said, it's taking over. You can't even scroll on Instagram without seeing an influencer. Girl. You can't go on YouTube. You can't go anywhere.
You can't get a text from your friend without thinking, damn.
I know. So we're going to talk about a couple ways that we've noticed it's like taking over. Like we said, social media. Everybody knows the influencer now. It's a whole full-time job now. And, you know, you're scrolling. You're trying to see pictures of your friends. And the people that made Instagram said, no. Oh. You don't need to see Instagram. You don't need to see your friends. You need to see
the stuff
the influencer is buying and trips and
actually
this and that.
That gets me every time. Like, it's like, wow, I took time to follow people and Instagram, you don't want to show me who I followed. Let's see the influencers instead.
It's literally crazy. And I saw like a tweet today about like someone literally, I think it was like Chrissy Teigen, literally talking to the guy that does Instagram, like the CEO, and was like, I literally don't see anything from my friends. All I see are like all these random stuff. Because I don't know if you've noticed, but like, I think I told you that they've done like this video thing, like the pictures and the videos, it's like wider screen. I think it's supposed to match like TikTok. They've only put it out to a few like users.
And so I don't got that yet.
It's disgusting. It's so gross. So they're testing it, and it basically, I mean, looks like what I think TikTok looks like, and just like video sharing things, and it's just all tailored for the influencer. And what do the influencers influence you to do?
Buy. Spend.
Hustle.
Be poor.
Get. Mm. And all that. So it's like a lot. So that's social media. Twitter's the only one untouched, but Twitter's a dangerous place. Be careful there.
Twitter will be tweeting things like, if you don't have a Louis bag, you're poor. And then if you
You're right. Twitter is very much touched. Twitter is very much touched. I don't know why I said that.
And then when you say it's something just not about as it, they're like, yeah, you poor bitch. Yeah.
So yeah, all social media is touched.
Yeah, that is visual. That's true.
YouTube, you know, there's the vlogs and the... And the Lux Lives and the Day With Me's and the Shop With Me's and the unbaggings and the unboxings and the hauls. It's the hauls. Man, there's not a good haul I've seen that I haven't then gone to the page and been like, well,
what can I get for me?
Literally, what can I add to cart? Like, it's so bad. And the brands, you see the influencers that are, I was going to say your age, but even nowadays, it's younger than you.
Yeah.
Just bought a Mercedes. Got my second house. Just this. Like, what do you mean? You are small speaking you.
You are 10.
Literally.
And you have two Ferraris. What's going on? I drive like, a Toyota Camry. Like, what's up?
It's so bad. And then, you know, you watch those videos and you're like, oh, this is cute. And then you go to the mall and you're looking, how can I squeeze this Louis, this Prada, this, that, into my very coach-like budget, you know? It's just craziness.
Coach, like, it's very much giving Burlington Brand. Like,
yeah.
Like, we're not even talking about
this. Like, what? And then I was also talking about, like, music. I think the biggest thing would be rappers. When I think about the rappers with the chains, the girls and the guys. Yeah, like talking about going to get the bag and getting this and going to get that and taking the family out the hood. I'm trying to take my family out the hood too. So it's just like, dang, like I got to do what you're doing and hustle, 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 rap, write and fight with people on stage to get my people out the hood. Like it's just so much. I think rappers are really, really big. Like people talk about music. And I'm not hating on the rappers. I'm not doing that whole, like, rappers ruining art. I don't, not that. But, like, obviously, the words and things you listen to on a, you know, daily basis, it matters. Yeah, and I feel like it's easier to, like, listen to music. You'll be in the car. You can be chilling in bed. Whereas, like, everything else, you kind of, like, have to go, like, literally look for.
Yeah.
So I just feel like it infiltrates a lot quicker. TV shows. Girl, I feel like Georgia can talk about this because she's like, I need to watch French People on TV. Look.
I make sure that every week I have at least 3 hours of me looking at rich people so that I can be like,
Yeah.
I need to get to the bag. I need to go get the money. Go get the money. Like, yeah. For me, I'm definitely, I don't even love the Kardashians, but I'm a Kardashian watcher just because they're the richest people I know.
Yeah, and literally she'll literally be like, I need to watch some rich people. I'm about to watch the Kardashians. Like, they're the richest people I know. Like, she said that line before. Like, yeah.
I really do, and it's crazy because, like, you watch things like that and, like, you don't think it's affecting you, but it is. Yeah. Like, literally you go to the stove and you're like, huh.
Kim has this.
This is nude like Kim. Yeah. So, you know?
Yeah.
Maybe I should spend my whole paycheck on this.
It's crazy.
It's just wild.
And it's like there's so many more shows coming out like that. Like, obviously reality TV in general has just, like,
taken over.
And I love reality TV. But it's more like the drama stuff, not the that stuff. But I like both, honestly.
That's Jamaican ghetto.
Literally. But like she said, the Kardashians, there's that young rich, young famous African show on Netflix. And, you know, you're watching them come out in their designer drip and this and that. And you're just like, I can look like that. I want to look like that.
That. I see Swanky go across my page and I'm like, why am I not friends
Swanky,
with
Swanky, we love you.
Yeah, we do love Swanky.
And then there's like the show, The Bling Empire, that Asian show on Netflix as well. Loved them. And they are just out here buying and buying and shopping and this
girl,
and that.
Shadows of Sunset?
Girl, that's the OG for me.
Rich
what?
As hell.
I love that show.
Rich as hell.
Hella rich, yeah. So all that. And then, you know, that was all kind of like you have to go out and look for it. But even just your friends, your family, people around you. Georgette brought up, you know, you're talking to your friend and she says, I'm going to do this or I'm buying this. Or, you know, you guys are supposed to be, you said
I feel
it.
Like, I feel like that's the one that gets me the very most.
Yeah,
like,
and that's like.
Like, I feel like social media, I can, like, at least put a filter up and be like, I don't have that money.
Yeah.
Or, like, but, like, the connection to, like, me personally, like, you are my friend, and you want to go to Burna Boy with me, and I'm just like, huh, how am I going to afford this? Like, that just gets me, and I'm like, I don't want to disappoint my friend.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss out on the experience. Yeah. My friends are going to the Maldives. Fuck, I'm going to the Maldives. I don't care how much it costs. I'm going to figure it out after.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, I think that's the one that gets me the most. Or, like, especially when it's like, I don't know, I don't think I'm weird, but, like, when you think of, like, okay, We make almost the same. Like,
yeah.
And then they get a Louis bag. You're like, what am I doing with my money? Like,
yeah,
what's going on? They get a Mercedes. They're like, huh, what am I doing with my money?
Yeah.
So just things like that. I think that's the one that gets me the most.
I think even with that, it's like we both went to small University of Delaware. Girl. Like, we both came out of Delaware. Like, what are you doing?
Girl.
Now you date Kanye?
Now you have the BBL I want?
I'm so confused.
Yeah,
like, what?
Wild.
So, yeah, you're right. Like, it's like, you're so, like, touchable. You're tangible to me. And you're so up there doing all this. And I'm just like, wait, like, we got the same degree. We got the same. Like, what's going on?
And so, I want to make a disclaimer. I think people have actually been believing me when I say I want a BBL. That's not what's going on here. I'm not, like, against surgery, but it's not the BBL that I want. So.
Oh, well. She wants a better one.
Yes, exactly.
We want a good one.
I want a different one.
But I think, you know, that's where that line, comparison is the thief of enjoyment, like, really comes in. And
for sure.
Like, you're just looking and looking and noticing and peeping and seeing and all those things. And then, like, FOMO, you know, the fear of missing out.
FOMO,
as far
baby.
As the activities. You know, your friends want to go to brunch. We went to
your
brunch three times in a row, baby.
They want to go to brunch.
They want to go to the this and the that and the concerts. It's like, I'm still using the same check as last week. What are you talking about?
I think they're getting paid on a different schedule.
Like, it's just so confusing.
I think they're on, like, a bi-daily schedule.
For real. Let me find out. I'm trying to get paid every other day.
Yeah, but that's that get to the bag. Like, I have started so
many. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
Like, I have started so many projects to just be like, get to the bag, get to, like, I don't even care if I'm interested. Like, there was a time where I was taking a real estate course and I'm like, bitch, you want to do real estate?
Oh,
no, you don't want to do real estate.
Do you know where we got that from? Netflix's, what's the show? Selling Tampa.
Selling Tampa.
We are infiltrated at all aspects of life.
Girl,
oh my gosh.
It's actually really crazy.
Yeah.
I think I can go into my personal story because I got a lot to say.
Okay.
Okay. So, like I said, I'm a project starter. I love that. Like, to have something new, to have that fresh, like,
And it's like really? The multiple streams of income thing. Girl. I wanted to put that in there. People be like, you need more than one stream of income. You need three or four.
But I think that's what gets me. Yeah. It's the multiple streams of income because it's like, okay, you think that the solution to all this is just to get more money.
Yeah.
Or just to, like, be more good financially. So mm-hmm. it's like you're having it coming from different places.
Yeah.
So, like, I've started so many different projects, like, in the chasing of the bag, like, wanting to touch the bag. And as you guys know, I'm a musician. Music costs money. Music costs so much money, like from the videos to the beats to the vocals to the studio sessions to looking like a bad bitch on your off time. It's like, when does it end? Like, yeah. I think there's been times where I literally texted Matthew, like, I just bought a rack of shoes. It's like, why did you? Because I'm always on somebody's stage, because I'm always doing something.
And it's, so it's yeah, like, and you're right.
You need to have this stuff. And yeah. it's like, if you don't, like, it's cool or whatever, but, like, you feel like you're not doing as much as the next person.
Yeah.
So, I think for me, it's definitely infiltrated in that way where it's like, okay, you want to strike a balance between doing all this career stuff. Like, because in the music industry, you have to be a mover and a shaker. Like, to get opportunities, you have to go, go, go. You have to get it. You have to, like, when you get an opportunity, you have to take it. You have to, like, it can be very, like, hustle and masculine sometimes. So it's like, you still want the nice things. You still want to, like, experience things with your friends. You still want to do the cutesy things. You still want to go to brunch. You still want to go to the spa and all these type of stuff. You still want that soft life. But, like, in order to get the soft life and be about the hustle and have your business and your regular job and then have the streams of income and be an influencer and be a rapper and be a dancer, in order to do all of that, you need money.
Yeah.
So for me, like, literally, in thinking about all this when I graduated from my college, I was just like, yeah, I can't be a public policy person. Like, that's, like, really cute. And, like, they really help the world to the good ones. They really help the world. And, like, that's great. And I would really love to do that. But, like, financially, I need to be better off than that.
Okay.
So, like, it literally inspired my whole career field right now to be, like, in tech and to be doing the things that I'm doing. Do I love it? No. But do I love the money? Yes.
And that's a big thing, tech. Everybody's going into
everybody
tech.
Everybody wanted to
in the
tech.
Boot camps, you can get in it in what seems like a really short amount of time as opposed to, like, a 4-year degree. So it's like, that's another thing.
Yeah.
Everybody's in it to get the bag.
Yeah. And sometimes I think about, like, I mean, I try to, like, tell myself, like, all the time, okay, like, keep an abundance mindset, But, like, how much money is there out there, guys?
Yeah.
If we're all getting the bag, what's going on? What are we going to do?
Yeah.
But, like, okay, so I'm trying to be a retired hustler is what I'm trying to say.
Okay.
Like, I've been hustling for 4 years, and this is my ploy for help is what I'm trying to say.
It's a cry for help, y'all.
This is my cry for help. Like, I'm done with it. It's been good. It's been great.
It was cute.
It was cute while it lasted, but the hard work is it's enough. It's enough. So, like, if you want to come support me, please reach out here. Go to our Instagram page, comment, follow me on Instagram, DM, do something.
Because she's trying to enter the soft life
era. I'm trying to enter the soft life, like, completely.
Completely.
Like, all this, like, go to the spa once a month is very much cute. I very much love that for myself. I very much take care of myself well, and I love that. But
she wants to go every week.
Just imagine, you guys think I look good now. Imagine what I would look like fully rested. Like, having slept, having somebody else having paid for the music, having done all the things. Imagine what I would look like that. Don't you guys want to see me look like that? Yes. So.
Not answering for y'all.
Yes. So definitely reach out. Let me know if you want to. Unless that means fuck, because I'm not trying to. That'd
be good. Oh my gosh.
I'm crazy, I know.
Okay, so, I mean, I don't know, like, as far as, like, get the bag, like, start 35 billion businesses and all that stuff, I don't feel that's for me.
That's good, though.
Like, I want to have money. I want to be comfortable and whatever. But I've never been the person that, like, needs to be, like, a millionaire. God, if it's written on my name, please don't erase it. That's not what I'm asking. But as far as, like, being content and being comfortable with, like, what I have or aspiring to a very, like, I don't know, like, I don't want to say modest, but, like, a chill, comfortable life. Not struggling, not living paycheck to paycheck, but not necessarily balling out here and there and everywhere. Like I said, if it's on my name, God, please don't erase it. But I'm just saying, so as far as, like, the need to do and do and do and do, it's never really been me. If I start something, it's because I'm genuinely interested, and when I stop, it's because I'm no longer interested, I guess. But yeah, so that whole get the bag thing, I mean, obviously I want to have a couple streams of income, and in my brain that's just like investing and things like that, but I don't want to do more. I like my little 9-to-5.
Shit, I don't want
to
do more.
I mean, and that's the thing, nobody wants to do more. I mean, yeah. There's a lot of people that do want to do more, and they'd be like making you feel like shit that you're not, but like, I mean, a lot of people do like have to do more and whatever, whatever, and for that, I'm blessed that I do have my 9-to-5, and it gets things done for the most part, you know? But yeah, as far as like stressing and freaking and getting all these other things, not really. But I also don't live a life that is necessary or needs that, you know? If I was a musician now, I'd be looking everywhere, I understand. So
where is the money?
Where is it? So as far as get the bag, my only thing is like, I have a job. I literally wrote that down. I have a job, and you know, that's my bag. That's the bag I'm getting. So I don't feel like I can comment too much on that. But as far as like the little soft life thing, I like her, love her, want to do her we more, want to see her more, same. You know? When I think of, like, the soft life things and, like, the little videos and the trips it's, and the distances.
I took care of it. I love that. But like, not me. Like, somebody else saying, I somebody's took care son of it. Yeah.
Wanting to say took they took it. Care of it. Yeah.
Look, daughters, too, we don't discriminate. I took care of it.
Yeah.
Financially. Yeah. We don't discriminate financially. I was just like,
But, yeah, so, you know, as far as a little story, I guess. It's so funny because I've been, like, talking about this for such a long time, and I finally get a chance to let the whole world know.
Yay. I was...
I was flued out. Now I'm getting my insane everywhere.
Oh, you're good.
I was flued out, guys. I'm not going to tell y'all where or by who, because that's none of your business. But I was supposed to go somewhere, or I thought I was going somewhere, or I thought I wasn't going somewhere. You know, I was just living life. And, you know, a flight ticket ended up in my email, a Delta flight, yo.
I love that.
And I took said trip somewhere, and I took said trip back home, all in one piece. Thank you, God, because we were hella nervous about that. But, I mean, it's not like it was a stranger or anything like that, but I did get flued out, and my whole time there, everything was taken care of. I didn't touch my bag once. I didn't touch my purse once.
You shouldn't.
Yeah, I definitely shouldn't.
I just feel like as a beautiful woman or like as a woman overall, we shouldn't. Why are we touching the bag?
I agree completely. So I'm not going to lie, the whole soft light thing, I think before that it was like, oh, I get my nails done. Especially because like my old job, I couldn't get my nails done. So now I'm like, where the nail tech at? Like, I'm going to get my nails done and look like a feminine baddie, you know? You know, getting my hair done. I don't do the spas like Georgette. Georgette is really on that. But all the, like, you know, I like to buy bags. I like to buy shoes, you know. It sucks that it's coming out of my account. But, you know, as far as, like, the Luxe and the this.
On the sucks that it's coming out of her account.
Yeah.
Guys, what's going on?
But not for long, in Jesus' name. It shall end.
Period. Instead of amen, period.
But, you know, all before that, it was like, oh, I went here, or I did this little trip, or oh, I did this, or I did that. But y'all, I had a Delta flight in my email. I was like, wait a second. This is what the girls are talking about. Yeah. The girls be on all the little reels and TikToks talking about, this is my soft life era, babe, thing that, and I don't this, and my trips and this and that. And I was like, wow, that happened to me.
I feel like everybody deserves that time. Like,
yeah.
I want, like, sometimes I want to, like, because I know a lot of, like, how do I put this?
Oh.
I know a lot of women who are just, like, kind of like in the aspect that I'm in terms of like, get the bag.
Yeah.
Sometimes I just want to shake them and hit them over the head. Yeah. Like, okay. But like, get the softness too. Like, get the benefits.
Yeah.
Like, just, I don't know, be happy too.
And like, and I don't know. I just started thinking, like, what do you think attracts that? So like, you have to attract it, right?
In terms of?
Like, the soft life as far as, like, the monetary stuff coming to you, it's like you have to exude.
Well, girl, I didn't want to do this today, but here we are. Well.
What are we exuding?
What attracts that is, this is the buzzword that y'all hate to love, y'all love to hate. Femininity. Ugh. Like, just being in your receiving type of mode.
Ooh.
Like, just being content. Like, okay. I feel like when, for me personally, especially when I'm in a mind space of like, you know what, whatever comes to me, comes to me. Mm-hmm. Like, and I will get the good things that I like, and yeah. I'll be calm about it. That's a whole different energy than desperation, than like, I need to get it, I need to get it, I need to get it. Hustling. In terms of a man, in terms of a money. Like, when I think of relationships, it's very much now like, I'm calm. Mm. And like, what good happens is what good happens. Yeah. Like, but all that other stuff, work, they're going to get the hustler.
Yeah.
But like, in the relationship, like, you will get the softness. Because I feel like for me especially, I went through like a big change in terms of like my mindset on everything, because like being that mover and shaker, sometimes you can bring that into everything.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I just had to have the thought process, like, what's not working for me? Like, yeah. what is it not giving? And for me, what wasn't working for me is just bringing that hustler mentality into a relationship too. Like, it just doesn't go for me personally,
yeah.
with the things that I want in my life. So as soon as I had that switch, a lot of different things became like, there's Cash Apps now, there's like different things in life, there's actual things that I was looking for.
Yeah. So, not
phone.
But you said, like, for you personally, but I think that can be applied to really everybody.
Yeah.
And not even just in, like, the things that we're talking about as far as, like, soft life and money and this and that, but it's, like, everything. If you're in a receiving mindset, an abundance mm-hmm. mindset, a calm mindset, not necessarily just, like, chilling or going with the flow, like some people say, in, like, a negative sense where it's, like, just whatever comes, like, comes to you, whether it's good or bad, but like being intentional with like what you're attracting and what you're seeking,
yeah.
but like calmly and chilly and beautifully and elegantly and femininely, like
femininely.
I think if you're, you know, moving in that way, then it definitely will come. And I think that's a big part of like all those kind of little things on the social medias and the things like that are like talking about. And I mean, you can say what you want about it, but at the end of the day, those girls are
the job done.
Yeah, like those girls are there and we are here.
Girl, like, it gets the job done.
And I'm not saying it's all, because obviously there's always the aspect of like outside looking in. I'm not saying it's perfect, but as far as what I'm looking for, you have it, man.
Yeah.
So I mean, yeah, I don't know. But and I think Georgia brought up a really good part as far as like, you know, in work, maybe you do have to be more get the bag, like, but in everyday life, with in a relationship with your man or your woman or significant other or whatever, you know, being obviously like just more chill. Like, this person isn't your job. You don't need to be up their butt acting all weird, being all extra and like.
Say it again. This person is not your job.
Yeah.
This person is not your job. One more time.
This person is not your job. Like, it just needs to be two different eras.
Yeah.
Like, two different mindsets and feelings.
Especially
and,
if you're a business, like,
woman. Yeah, like a business owner. And if a lot of people talk about that. Like, a lot of business-minded women speak about how it's kind of hard to turn it off when they get home with their man. And it's like, that man ain't looking for that a lot of times. Sometimes the men are looking for that.
Just looking for peace.
Yeah, like, just be peaceful and calm and chill and just, you know, obviously.
Sometimes I'll be catching myself like, did you, you know what?
Let's calm down.
Yeah, yeah. And let's switch it up.
But it's just really big on balance. And
yeah.
I think that can be applied to pretty much every and everything in life. But as far as this, it's like there needs to be a get the bag-esque type of culture where it's like grind and hustle and get. I don't even like those words. What are like toned down, muted words of that? Go to work.
I feel like get the bag is the calmest one of all of them.
Okay, just get said bag.
Grind,
you know?
Grind is
scary.
It's hard for me.
Yeah.
So I
don't want y'all to grind.
Grind?
Ew. Yikes. And then, you know, also a soft life, whatever that means to you, that doesn't have to mean, you know, getting insert crazy hundred thousands of dollar bags and shoes and trips and first classes and all that. It can literally just be like going to the spa. Go ahead.
I love that the African girls are on the forefront of this wave. I really do love it. Like,
yeah.
I just feel like, in the past, when I think of like bouginess and Coco Chanel and Elizabeth Taylor, I think of like white women with like a straw in their hand and like the little Chanel bag. It's black African women in front of the wave, and I love it.
Hello.
I love it, talking about soft life, baby. I love it.
Yeah.
I really do.
Very, very cute. Very, very much love it. But yeah, balance and all those things.
What else was I going to say? Oh, I feel like also in financial stuff, I think for me personally, when I worry a lot, like, where am I going to get it from? What are we going to do? How am I going to touch the bread? Like, I think once I put the worry there, like, not like, how do I grow my business?
Mm.
Then that's where shit goes awry. That's okay. where the money is not there. That's when the things are not there. So like I feel stressing. Like it's yeah, the stressing does not help the situation for me personally. Like
yeah.
and it brings me into like a very big place of scarcity. Like I told my brother, like when I don't, and that's why I always try to have some type of money now. Like when I don't have money, like when the police go by, I think they're coming for
me.
When the tow truck comes by, I think they're coming for me. So like I don't want to be in that scarcity mindset. So I have to like continuously tell myself that like there's enough out there, abundance is out there, and like
yeah.
just be a good steward over what I have, because if I don't have anything in this cup, then that's gonna make me really think like, ah shit.
Today's the last day.
Today's the last day.
And I think that idea of like being like not stressed and like
yeah.
chilling out, like I said, for a lot of other things, just like in everything. Like I'm literally thinking today, I was getting a lot of things done at work, and then the last maybe 45 minutes we got like 5 or 6 faxes come in, my coworkers talking, and I got so like overwhelmed and stressed. I literally sat there for the last 45 minutes. I didn't do anything.
I think you need some earphones, because that coworker just be.
I mean, I have one AirPod in majority of the day.
Okay.
So sometimes I like actually listen to music. So it just mellows me out.
Yeah.
I just need to do it a lot more. I think
just
towards the
sit
end
with
of the day,
and just be like, you're stressing my friend. Can
you
shut the hell up.
Yeah. So it's like, you know, you like sitting there and literally being stressed. I sat there and didn't do anything. So I think that's kind of like in part with what you just said, like being
yeah.
stressed, it just all goes awry. But when I'm consciously and actively like, it's gonna be all right.
Yeah.
I leave at 5 o'clock regardless. Da 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 da. You know,
I leave at 5 o'clock regardless.
When you think about all those things, shit gets done
calmly too.
Yeah, definitely.
Let's give some advice.
Yeah.
Okay, what I will say is that self-care is important. And like Nafi was saying, like, balance is important too. Like, I'm not saying, like, don't be that businesswoman, don't get to your goals. Because I feel like you should get to your goals. You should do the things that you want to do. Like, even though it's the patriarchy, go ahead, do what you have to do. Like, if you want to be this and you want to do that, go ahead and be that and do that. But I strongly recommend that if you also want the soft life, that you should not bring that into your dating, and you should not bring that into relationships. And I know that that's really hard, but it's important to find what that balance is for you. Like, it's important to, like, do things that, for me personally, that connect you to your body, things that make you feel soft. I do dance classes, I do workouts, just things that make you feel connected to your womanness, or things that make you feel connected to your manness if you want the soft life as a man, whatever. Just things that make you feel connected to that, and things that make you, like, actually radiate and feel happy, so that, like, when you go into those dating situations, you can be like, I've taken care of myself. And you're not like just worrying about the business, like,
yeah,
because that's great and whatever, but like, well, the girlies say that the men's not worried about the whatever you do business wise so
the good men's
the good men's is this.
Some of them are very worried about what you're doing.
Yeah. Unfortunately,
because where is home coming from? Do I do the next one? So also another piece of advice would be like, you know yourself. Get to really be comfortable with yourself and your expectations of yourself and the things that you want for yourself. Obviously, it's good to get ideas and, you know, mentors and things like that, whether that's a person you know in real life or maybe an influencer or a celebrity you look up to. Something that's like attainable and reachable and all that good stuff, you know. Don't be looking up to all these like crazy things that are so out of reach, and you don't even really want it for yourself. You're just doing it because you think that's what you're supposed to do. So when you know yourself and you know what your goals are and what you want for yourself and what you see your future being, it's a lot easier to not be infiltrated by the everything that's going on at all hours, minutes, seconds of the day, because you'll be like, that's cute over there, that's cute for her, that bag is cute for her, that home is cute for her, that thing or whatever, that job is great for them, but this is what I want for myself, this is what I see for myself.
Yeah.
And making sure you're working towards that, I think you'll reap the benefits of it in the, you know, the lane of what that is supposed to be, you know? It won't be her lane, but it'll be greatness and goodness for you, yourself, you know?
Your lane, your own lane.
Yeah.
And I feel like, too, when you're going down the rabbit hole, like, this is what I try to tell myself, especially when I'm, like, really just going in, like, okay, like, I want this and I want that and I want this and I want... Like, when you're going down that rabbit hole, just remember, a lot of this shit ain't real. Like,
yeah.
these people have the fake bags, the fake chains, the fake cars. Like, it's not real. So, it's fine. Go get yourself something fake, too. And
literally.
Just keep it pushing.
Just keep it pushing.
And keep the rest of your money there in your account.
Or, you know, you can just get the reel of something else that isn't supposed to be $2,000 or $3,000 if you're not making the money to comfortably buy that.
$20.
I know some people that are like, you will never see me in a Michael Kors. And it's like, that's cute and
that's
all.
That's on you, though.
But my bag is cute, okay? Yeah. Or whatever brand or whatever not name brand, the Burlington bags. I love me a Marshalls. I love a TJ Maxx.
Same,
okay?
Same, yeah.
Like, it doesn't matter. It literally doesn't matter. We even like Walmart. If it's cute and you like it and you're rocking it, it's great. Because literally, who cares?
At the end of the day, you're going to die and leave that stuff.
Oh, girl, talk about it. It's so sad to think about.
No. A real nigga like us is going to die?
And leave my bags?
That's crazy. That's really wild.
I know.
But I think that was a great note to end on.
I think
about something positive as we just mellowed you out and just really depressed you. Think about something great. But we love y'all, honestly. And season 4 is going really, really good.
Yeah.
We had a photo shoot yesterday.
Yes, we had to talk about it. Oh my gosh, guys. Girl, can we talk about everything? Guys, we had a photo shoot. You know, it didn't go exactly as planned, but at the end of the day, who saved $50?
We saved. Look at us living the soft life, saving money, but also getting to the bag by taking our own pictures.
Yes,
we love
yes.
that. But no, it's like stuff happened.
Yeah,
like,
definitely.
And life is life. But like, I was very, very much proud of us. Like, I went
we
to
did
sleep
the damn
with
thing.
A big smile on my face because we got the most fire-ass pictures.
And y'all finna see them.
With Nafi's great-ass idea. I'm not even gonna tell you where it was yet.
Oh.
But Nafi's great-ass idea. And it was just, we did it ourselves. Like, that, like, I did it myself. I'm trying to, like, let go of that feeling. But it was good to feel it one last time.
Yeah.
Like, now come do it for us.
Please. But no, yeah, our shit was great. We even made a friend. We did a TikTok. Like, come on, like we
it was content.
It was pushing content. It was pushing content. It was get the bag energy, kind of.
Does that? Well, I'm gonna ask the last question. I know we're supposed to end, but like, does that like I need to put out content? Does that affect you?
Me?
Yeah.
It's interesting because I don't like the word content.
Okay.
I mean, I get it, but like when I think about it, it gives that I got to give content.
Yeah, yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
I like to take pictures because I think I'm fine.
Yes, this girl is fine.
I like to take videos of things because I think the things I buy are fine, okay?
This is true.
So as far as like, oh, I want to put a reel out or, oh, I want to put this on my story, I don't usually ever feel like forced or whatever to do whatever because low-key, I'm not even finna lie, what do they call it? The reactions,
The engagement is low right
the
now.
The engagement is not giving.
It's
and I don't really
low.
Even know about all that. It's like Georgette and like influencers that I like follow, I see talking about it. So, I mean, if I'm over here putting out reels
how
to
can
get
you shadow
food,
ban all of us? Everybody shadow ban guys?
I'm weak.
What's going on?
Literally every influencer I know is like, my engagement. So, like, if I'm doing it to get whatever, it's not really given, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I just think it's fun and it's cute to do.
It
and it makes me think of the tweet I was talking about earlier about the guy that makes Instagram or whatever, and he's said, like, you know, we're just doing what the people want. You know, it's kind of crazy because everybody does complain about, oh, we can't see this or, oh, we can't do that or everything's turning into videos. But, like, I even saw a reel today put out by a guy that I would have never, ever, ever
that
thought would do
a reel.
So it's like, yeah, we hate this, but we putting reels out.
Yeah.
We doing videos and we getting on live and doing this and making the people think that they need to, you know, make everything video-esque. So I don't know, man. I don't know. But I don't feel the pressure to, not in that sense, other than like, I want to do this video.
Yeah,
but
I wonder if I would feel that pressure if I wasn't a musician. This
is
a good question.
I think it's a good question, too.
But the pressure is serious. The pressure is on. It's
yeah.
like, put out the shit.
Yeah.
Get the shit together. Like, when people ask me, where is the music? I'm also looking at them like, where is the music?
But I think,
like, what are we doing?
I think it's fair, though, when you are in that realm or the industry of that, because it's like you know, that's how you get noticed or whatever, or that's how people find you and then find the music and then find this and then give contracts and things like that, you know? So, I mean, it makes sense why all the people in the industry have to do all these different things, but yeah, man.
We're done with that. Let's wrap this up.
Wrap that shit up.
Come pay for our lifestyle. Thank you. Bye, guys.
Thank you.
I'm Georgette.
And
I'm not even Georgette. I'm FY. And that was not This is Through Thick.
Not multiple personalities of soda.
Yeah, I'm a little crazy. This is Through Thick
and Thin.
Bye, guys.
Bye.